This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The farmer's dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog Barnaby loves the farmer's dogs. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I write a lot about happiness, and one surprising thing about happiness is that it has such a bad reputation. The other day, I happened to remember a poem from Shel Silverstein's classic book of children's poetry, Where the Sidewalk Ends. This poem, called The Land of Happy, caught my attention for obvious reasons. It's all about happiness. In the poem, Silverstein describes how in the land of happy, everyone is happy all the time. They joke, they sing, they're jolly. The poem concludes with the line, I've been to the land of happy, what a bore. In fact, many people assume that happiness is boring, that it's a complacent state of mind for self-absorbed, uninteresting people. Consider the scene in the movie Annie Hall, when Alvy asks a happy couple how they account for their happiness, and the woman answers, I'm very shallow and empty, and I have no ideas and nothing interesting to say. And the man agrees, I'm exactly the same way. In fact, however, studies show, and I think everyday experience bears this out, that happiness doesn't make people complacent or self-centered or boring. Rather, happier people are more interested in the problems of other people and in the problems of the world. They're more likely to volunteer, to give away money, to be more curious, to want to learn a new skill, to persist in problem solving, to help others, and to be friendly. They're more resilient, productive, and healthier. They make better team members and better leaders. They're more likely to help out if a family member or a friend or a community member needs a hand. When we're unhappy, we're more likely to become defensive, isolated, and preoccupied with our own problems. When we're happier, we have the emotional wherewithal to turn outward and to think about the world and other people. Some people argue that it's better to be interesting than happy, but that's a false choice. Now, it is indeed true that if you're trying to tell an interesting story, unhappiness makes a much easier subject. There's more conflict, more drama. Unhappy circumstances hold our attention. The negativity bias means that negative information is more compelling and memorable than positive information. But real life is different. I often think of Simone Weil's observation from her essay, Evil, in the collection of her writings called Gravity and Grace. She writes, imaginary evil is romantic and varied. Real evil is gloomy, monotonous, barren, boring. Imaginary good is boring. Real good is always new, marvelous, intoxicating. I'm not arguing that a happy life should be free from all negative emotions. Not at all. Negative emotions play an essential role in a happy life. Nevertheless, while the land of happy might be a boring place to read about, I imagine it would be a pretty nice place to live. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.